How do they do it? Generation after generation steal our greatness. Is it not through atomization? By keeping us so divided, we can't see what each one is doing. Ah, but they do, don't they? Is it not they and they alone, the ones who lust for total control, who see everything, who possess the big picture, while we are left with minds casting about the planted bits of fabricated facts? Facts, quote unquote, they give us for clues, stuck in our rooms. Or released into the world, our distressed spirits blow about the demolition, the destitution called reality. Substitution gutted, artifacts demolished and rebuilt for each generation to ensure there is no permanence, that no claim can be made by us of ownership of anything, not even of our bodies. If all around is falseness, the body's truth swells in importance in order to understand what's being done to us. As the point of falseness and secrecy is to make of truth a scarce commodity, and truth is essential to regain fully our power as living things. There is more to say on the cleansing of the temple, the body, which is the object of the prophets of class, to cleanse our minds of the lies of the power guys. In the last passage we read from the biblical text during the May 15, 2016 show, we were told of the fear of the upper men, the ones who saw themselves as the only ones fit to make the decisions, while we, the people, are told we exist but to carry on our backs ad infinitum the burdens we are given. Their fear, these guys, of the people and of Jesus, who was encouraging the people to think. I mean, truly, you have to think. I've discovered with that rich poetry, metaphor-laden poetry of his words. And we discussed Proudhon's point that fear destroys society, an astute point. He needed only to locate that fear in the power guys to have brought his analysis closer to Alice's. Jesus sought to relieve the people of the false burdens of power, not least of which their lies, so that we could see, breathe our greatness, which is truth and authenticity, and was teaching this message. Then began he to speak to the people this parable of the wicked husbandman who coveted and killed for a vineyard that was not theirs. And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him and sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men. And my comment, so we see why these words, born in resistance to class, all read so prophetic, all sound so eerily prescient. As this, of course, describes a tactic of the power guys across class time. They always send forth spies which feign themselves just men. Because power is power is power. That they might take hold of his words, so that they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. My comment, this is what confronts me. This is what confronted Prince. This is what confronts all who attempt to ferret out the truth of our stolen freedom. The surveillance state of today differs only by degree from the millennia of like obsession of authority with knowing everything that could even remotely, supposedly, to their fevered, fearful minds threaten them. An obsession essentially with keeping the keys to the big picture. Awareness of what is really happening, the truth, securely in their hands only. Today, in our discussion of stealing our greatness through atomization to keep us from piecing together the truth, figuring out their cons, their containment plays. As illustration, we're going to be considering some examples of this, the setup of Hillary Clinton and the setup of the first and last ditch buffers to keep the ass of power covered, the police and the military generally, their setup being ours as well. The power guy's goal being to nullify our absolutely essential means for getting free. Social media.